אף על פי שהכעס מידה רע מאוד, even though כעס is a very bad מידה, very evil מידה, מכל מקום צריך אדם להנהיג עצמו מקצת איתם. Sometimes a person has to be knowing himself and midas hakas with the midah of kas. So here the Ruach HaSadikin tells us that sometimes kas is appropriate. Kigam v'yasar rishon, a person has to give musar to rishon. Now why does he need anger to give musar to rishon? Yeah, we'll discuss that. I don't remember what he says, but we did discuss that. You'll find it for me. But yes, avada, you're supposed to give a rush a musar in a soft way. But apparently he's talking about if it's not going to be effective to give musar in a soft way, and you have to use a kas. We'll discuss it further. Lahatal aim al b'nei beisai, to place fear on your household. B'nei beisai means wife and children, pashtas. Now, we learned before, and it's a Gemara in Gittin. La'ilam ayatel aim al yaseir al b'nei beisai. Forever, you should never place extra fear. No. Oh, very good. First pair. Zion. Okay. You should never put extra fear on your household. The Rambam brings it down. Allah, you should never put extra fear on your household. It's mashma, though. You shouldn't place extra fear, as Shlomo said. It's mashma. A little bit of fear is a good. Now, you know, when you're married, you'll come back to me and tell me, you know, we'll have to discuss details. I don't know exactly how to apply it. You know, you'll say, person, I don't know. It means your kids should not step on you. It means your wife shouldn't step on you. It means that much it does mean. You should have some aim. They should have some aim of you. Should have some fear of you. V'lizrak myra b'talmidim. He says you should place fear in your talmidim. If you have to use anger, that your talmidim should be afraid of you. It's good. It's helpful. At least a little bit. You know that the talmidim should not be too comfortable with the rabbi, and if they do something wrong, it could be it's appropriate for the rabbi to act. He says with kas. I will discuss it more here. And when you get angry on Hashem, no yishko kase. You should measure your anger.
I have a mind
Oh, all right. Same thing, right? So someone, when a person gets angry on their Hashem, he should measure his kas. He should measure his anger. I would give let's say you have a faucet and you let out a little bit of water. So the person's in such control of his anger that he feels it's appropriate to let out a little bit of anger. He opens up a little bit of the faucet, a little anger comes out. But it has to be measured. It's not just a free-for-all. Lefisha Amar, Moshe Rabbeinu Alav HaShalom, Reuven the God, Moshe Rabbeinu Alav HaShalom said about Reuven and God, Tarbas Anashim Chatam, they're a group of sinners. And because he said that, because Moshe Rabbeinu got angry, it seems, or was too sharp, he said they're a group of sinners. L'chol, I don't know what the L'chol is. Do you have L'chol? Oh, it's a mistake. Baruch Hashem. Couldn't figure out what L'chol meant. L'chol.
You got a pencil or?
It's like whatever it is. It's fine. I like marking up my stuff. Therefore, his grandson became a kain for psilim. Infamous person named Micha. Pesal Micha. Micha. Tenanda Shaiftim. Those that were Navishir. Micha was a priest for Avodah Zarah. Micha was the grandson of Moshe Rabbeinu. Even though he got angry at Hashem Shemayim, but since he got it was a little bit too much, he said too stark, so therefore he was punished as grandson, you know, was Eved Avodah Zarah. Hakol tzarich mida, the chol d'rachav shel adam, everything needs measurement, everything needs exact proportion. That's why midos are called midos, measurements. V'yira, you should see echiasa mitzvahs, how you should fulfill the mitzvahs, bein mekaisai, whether with anger, bein misachah, whether with laughter. You have to know when is appropriate and what's appropriate. Now, this that he says here, it sounds like from Ruach HaSadikim pretty clearly. Daniel's looking for the contradiction. It sounds pretty clearly in Ruach HaSadikim that sometimes anger is appropriate. And I've brought this up probably before. The Rambam does not seem to agree with this. I don't know. The Rambam says in Hilchos Deos, Perek Beis, Halacha Gimel, he says that most midos, a person is supposed to be in the middle, should not be an extreme. He says, so there are two exceptions. The Rambam says, Gaiva, a person should be at the extreme of humility, not even a little bit of Gaiva, the Gemara says in Saita. V'cheinakas, so to anger. I'll read you the Rambam, it's good to learn the Rambam. V'cheinakas mida rahi ad ma'ay. Anger is a very bad, terrible mida. V'rahi la'adam shisrachik mimena. And it's fitting that a person should distance himself from it. I could say akher, till the end, till the edge. V'yilmanat v'shala yichais. And he should teach himself not to get angry. Even for something that's appropriate to get angry, even though it's something that's really deserving to be angry about. Listen further in the Rambam. But if he wants to place fear on his family, or on the congregation, if he's a Rav, he's a leader, but he wants to get angry at them, in order to do tshuva, he should show them as if he's angry, in order to give them musar. But inside he should be totally calm. His dash should be miyushavis. It's like a person that pretends. He shows that he's angry, but he's not really angry. We had a similar thing in the Aruch HaStikim he brought down, but there it said anyone got angry and ripped and did something destructive. The Rambam brings down and says anyone that gets angry is as if he's Eved Avad Azar. And the Amr Chazal said that anyone gets angry, if he's a Chacham, he'll lose his wisdom. Then Navi, and even if he reached the level of Nevuah, he'll lose the Nevuah. Those that get angry do not have a life. They're not happy. They're always angry. They don't have a life. Lefikach tzivulis. The Rambam is very lengthy about anger. More than any other mida, I believe. Gaivan kas. Lefikach tzivulis rachim in a kas. Therefore, they said you have to distance yourself from anger. Achi yadig atzma, until you're naig yourself. Shelo yargish, that you do not feel. Feel the dvar machis. Even things that you should be getting angry about, it would make sense. You should not even feel the anger. We say every day in Shemot Esrei, umkalalai. To those that curse me, nafshi sidayim. My nefesh should be silent. We don't say your mouth should be silent. That you shouldn't talk. It says nafshi sidayim means my nefesh should not even be moved by those that curse me. The derech ha-tzadikim and the tzadikim hein aluvim, they're abused. They are abused. They don't of them. They don't abuse others. They don't take revenge. Shayim cherpasim. They listen to their embarrassment. Ve'ena mashim. They don't respond. Aisim me'ava. They fulfill Hashem's will with love. Usmeichem yisurim. They rejoice with yisurim. Valeim akasav amar. Va'ayavav kiteish Hashem shugurasai. Those that love Him are like the they're like the going out of the sun in its strength. Lamaisa, the Rambam says clearly that even the anger that's appropriate, the Rambam says not to get angry at all, he basically says, even for things that you should get angry, which he apparently means something that's inappropriate, something's done inappropriate. And then he says, and if you want to get angry at family, that's only if you have to pretend you're angry, a show of anger. So it seems a contradiction, because simply the Aruch HaZdikim seems to be saying, unless you say the Aruch HaZdikim doesn't really mean to be angry, it means to just pretend you're angry. The Aruch HaZdikim simply sounds like he's saying that there is room for a little bit of anger. The Rambam is mashma not at all. Mistamar, we're better. Since most of the time we'll think we should be getting angry and we really shouldn't be, chances are we're better off following the Rambam's approach not to get angry. A person should try not to get angry. Someone doesn't have Avera. First of all, many times a person is a shaygeg. It's very hard to know you should be getting angry, because many times you're just jumping. I know many times people get angry about certain things that are done, and they think, oh, I should get angry, and they're really totally off the wall. So you're probably better off taking the safe side, and if you have to be angry at someone, just pretend you're angry. Your kid does something wrong, your child does something wrong, and you feel he needs to give him good musar. Normally, you know, you have to be very careful. But if you feel whatever reason you have to be, you know, let's say he goes across, the, you know, let's say he runs across the street, you know, and you have to really give it to him because it's dangerous for him. So give it to him like you're really angry, but inside you shouldn't be angry. And if you are angry inside, then then you have a problem, because when you're angry inside, it's not fair to punish, it's not fair to speak, because your actions aren't measured, your actions are inappropriate. Your actions are totally inappropriate. We've discussed that many times. I'd like to discuss today, I was thinking, it's irrelevant to what we're talking about over here, is that there is a place for show of anger. You know, many people are, it's a very tough question, whether, you know, there's an expression, you know, you're a shmata. Person's a shmata. It's an expression, person gets taken advantage of, he's a shmata. So, there is a truth, so, you know, a person says, I don't want to take advantage of me, he's always taking things from me, I'm not a shmata. And, like this, if a person's taking things from you, a person's always asking you for things, and you could, you know, get over it and overcome your midos and be generous with the person and find it in yourself to not have any tightness on him, not to be upset with him, then you should get over it. And don't call you're not a shmata. You're not a shmata. I'll tell you what a shmata is. We'll discuss what a shmata is. It's not called a shmata. That's a person. A shmata is a person that doesn't say anything because he's chicken. A shmat is a person that doesn't say anything because he's chicken. And it's not a good thing. Many times the nice guys are shmatas, and that's not part of their greatness of being a nice person. It's a weakness. It's a facade. It's a weakness when a person's a shmat. It depends on the situation. If a person's being yelled at, a person's being made fun of, and there's no reason for the person to respond back. We just learned. The Rambam brings down the Gemara. A person should not fight back when a person's abused. It's not that you're a shmata. You could say something. You could defend yourself. You could scream at him if you wanted to, if you had to. But you're not the opposite of a shmata. You're a great person. Gemara says in Yuma that someone asked, they wanted to take out, we say every day in davening, Hagadol, Hagibor, Vanaira, so they wanted to take out different expressions, I don't remember which one was what for what, because where do we see Hashem's greatness? People, Klal Yisrael's, the base of it is destroyed, Klal Yisrael's being, abused, where's Hashem's greatness? So the Gemara says, no. I forgot the whole Gemara, he said, Adarabba, that is Hashem's greatness. Hashem allows his people to be treated this way. He allows his base image to be destroyed. That's Hashem's greatness. Hashem, of course, would stop because of the Holocaust. It's unfathomable why a Kaddish Baruch Hu will allow somebody to be killed. It's unfathomable. You know, it's unfathomable. We don't understand why. But Hashem, there's no weakness in HaKadosh Baruch Hu, obviously. So lahavda, when a person is made fun of, it's not a weakness that he doesn't say anything back. Other people who don't know his greatness, they think that maybe he doesn't fight back because he's a weak person. But you know yourself, your person knows, he's a very strong person. He's strong enough not to fight back. He's strong enough to... Ezo gibor, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that's true strength. Screaming back is not strength, that's just giving into your nature. Ezo gibor, HaKadosh Baruch Hu. But the problem, sometimes there is such a concept of a person who's weak, and many people have weaknesses. I have plenty of these weaknesses. That a person is too weak to say something. You know, there are many people, and it doesn't come from greatness. It comes from a weakness. Many times those nice people have this weakness because it comes with the whole personality of the soft, idle person. He's many times also has a weakness that he's too weak. You know, a person, you know, I know people that worked in different places. They worked in different jobs. And they were taken, some people get taken advantage of. A person gets taken advantage of. Let's say a person has a job and they're taking advantage of him. They're asking him to do extra things, da-da, da-da. They're not paying him on time. They're taking advantage of him. There's no godless, there's no greatness in not saying anything. You're being taken advantage of. they're not treating you properly. You're upset at them inside. You hate them inside. You have ties to them. So what we say, right? Don't hate your friend in your heart. There's no mitzvah to be taken advantage of. If you're suffering, so you say something. So, and if a person doesn't say anything because he's afraid of confronting them, that's a weakness. It's a weakness. It's a chesaron. He's lacking in his shleimus. He's lacking in his shleimus. Our midos have to be perfect. So you're not strong. You're weak. Say something. Your person has to be strong enough to say something. Many times there are people that get taken advantage of in the workplace, and they come home. Where's my chicken? Where's my supper? Oh, chicken again. The same weak person who can't say anything to his boss comes home, is nasty to his wife, because at home he feels comfortable. At home he doesn't feel threatened. At home he's not scared. So he opens up his big mouth. And in the workplace he's a chicken. That's not a great person, that's a weak person. And a person has to develop strength. If a person doesn't develop strength, I've spoken about this other occasions, a person doesn't develop strength, you know, first of all, get taken advantage of, and that's not a good thing. There's no mitzvah to be taken advantage of. There's no mitzvah to be a shmata. It's people used in the wrong place. Because people say, oh, you're just being, they're taking advantage, you know, they're taking advantage of you. It's a very, you know, famous line, taking advantage of you. You're treating you like a shmata. It depends. It's people say it many times in the wrong place. If a guy's making fun of you, you're not being a shmata by not fighting back with him. Depends. If it's going too far and you're suffering and you're angry with him, so many times it's kedai to say something. But if a guy just made a comment or something here and there, you know, basically it's not kedai to, you don't fight. It's not a shmata. It's a person that could fight, very strong person. He doesn't. It's not kedai. I'm not gonna fight. I don't wanna embarrass him back. I'm not gonna get into a lashon hara. I'm not gonna get into fights with him. But not because you're too weak. If you're too weak, it's a chesar. Person has to develop strength. Person has to develop strength. You know, without strength, you can't serve Hashem properly. Someone saying lashon hara, it takes strength to say. It takes strength to stand up and say, you know, it's lashon hara. Don't say that. It takes strength. If a person does something wrong, it takes strength to stop them. If a person's stealing, it takes strength to tell them. You know, there are many examples. It takes strength. And you know, a person takes strength. A person should try to overcome weaknesses. We've spoken about this before. No. A person sees someone new in the yeshiva. So, and he thinks you should go over to him, he should, right? We all should talk to myself. And we're afraid, we're shy. So it's a person will get, a person wants to work on himself not to be so shy. I want to break through. I want to break through myself. Many people, I know my own weaknesses, there's inhibitions. Person's inhibited that he's like, can't do certain things. He's afraid. You know, I know a guy, I spoke to a guy about, I'm trying to convince a guy to speak. So what's the difference if I don't speak publicly? It's so important if I speak publicly. I'm planning on being a public speaker. I don't plan on being a rabbi. What's the difference if I speak publicly? Well, Maisa, there is a difference. I don't know when it's going to come out in a person's life. But it's a weakness. You're not speaking because you don't want COVID. You're not speaking because this. You're not speaking because you're afraid to speak. That means you have one, you have a weakness. You have a fear. You have an ambition of fear of speech. You'll say, is that the most important thing? Should I work on Lashon Hara for this? Okay, that's true. Other things to work on, but they don't contradict each other. We have to work on a lot of things. Person's it. I'll speak. I want to overcome. It's very good for a person to overcome his fears. But many times in life, you're going to come, you don't know. We don't know what's going to face us in life. You're going to, one day you'll be out somewhere, and they'll need someone to speak up. They'll need someone to give a speech. You'll be out in, you'll be somewhere for Shabbos. They'll need someone to give a Zar Torah at the Shabbos table. Guy can't open his mouth. They'll need someone to sing Zemiros. You won't be able to sing. I know it's uncomfortable. Many people, myself, it's uncomfortable to sing a solo in front of other people, to sing a song in front of other people. But it's a good thing for a person to go ahead and do it. The guest asks you, says start, I don't know if you should ask, you shouldn't ask, he says start a Zemer.
well, many people, understandably, are uncomfortable starting a son. It's good. I'm not saying you're a terrible person. It's, you know, to be upset about it. But if you could get yourself to do it, it's a very important thing. Why is it so important if you sing Shabbos meals? No, it's important for you, for your growth. Yes, Dovi. If you're tone deaf, as long as they'll know what song you sing. If they won't, if a guy's tone deaf and they won't know what he's singing, then he's pumped. He doesn't have to start this off. But there are other places. So the person that doesn't, you know, the other place where a person does Dvar Torah, person says Dvar Torah, you know, it's very good. It's good for a person not to be afraid of himself, be afraid of his shadow, afraid of making a fool out of himself. You know, many people, you know, for me, when I go to the barber, it's an avaida for me to strike up a conversation with the barber. For me, it's an avaida. I go to the barber, for me, it's an avaida to strike up a conversation. I have to, like, I do a dafka, not all the time, a lot of times, I do a dafka, yeah, how you doing? And once I start, you just get more comfortable, also you practice a little bit. It's for me, it's an avaida to start a conversation with the barber. You know, some people, no, I'm very shy. Some people, everyone has their own area. Don't make a big deal like, you know, it's life and death. I don't want, you know, get upset. And my point is that if you have an opportunity, don't just say, oh, it's not important if I talk up. The difference is not a mitzvah. It's important for a person for his growth, for his development, and avodas Hashem, to overcome the fears, overcome the, you know, the weaknesses. It's a terrible thing when a person is a shmata. I know people that are taking advantage in the workplace. You know, the people are going to go to Gehenna because they abused the person, because they took advantage. The people are going to go to Gehenna for it. You have terrible tainas on them because they abuse you. If you would have spoke up, they would have stopped. They don't abuse people that how come they picked on, they usually pick on the people that don't speak up. The person would have spoke up and said, you know, I don't feel you're treating me properly, whatever. Not angry. Could be a show of a little bit, trying to make a point. I don't think it's proper. You know, I was with my stepfather. He's very impressed. My stepfather is a tremendous mensch, real talent. So my stepfather, I was in the airport with him, and this Israeli was we, the line, they started merging like two lines into one, and we were ahead of the people in the other line. And this Israeli, you know, they're tough people. They don't have this Edo problem, and they were cutting in front. So my stepfather, you know, said, like, we were here front. We were first. And the guy's like, yeah, da-da, da-da. So my stepfather, I was very impressed. You know, say what you should do, when you should do it. Buddy, he raised up his, you know, my stepfather's a person that you know, works on midos, works on things. He raised up his hands, he's tall, he raised up his hands. Like, he's like, so listen, I'm not going to fight with you. I'm not going to fight with you. He raised his voice a little bit. He's like, I'm not going to fight with you. If you want to go first, you go first. I'm just telling you, we're here before you. You know, whatever. And they went first. So I was like thinking to myself, I know. I didn't have to ask him. I know he wasn't angry. Not possible. Many other things I've seen, I know he wasn't angry. And Dafka did it in a way that he wouldn't have made a fight. He's like, I'm not going to fight. You know, like, you know, it's up to you. I'm not going to put up a fight with you. It's not a mitzvah for a person. You didn't make a chal Hashem. Obviously, you make a chal Hashem. You're going to say the wrong thing. A chal Hashem. A person has a right to put his foot down. You know, it's not a chal Hashem. When a guy's beating you up, it's a chal Hashem. So if a guy's physically beating you up, by the way, punch him back. Hold him back. Someone comes to kill you, kill him first. In words, it's not necessary, because unless you're really, you know, unless it is necessary, unless he's really, you know, attacking you, you know, depends. But not to be weak, you have to make it in your mind. I'm not. Person says, I could say something. I'm not afraid of saying anything, but I don't feel it's worth. I don't feel it's good. It's not the right thing to do. But not a person should be stepped on. Put up a whole, you know, made a little, you stood ground. It's not greatness to get yourself stepped on. It's weakness. It's weakness. It comes from a good thing usually. Usually it's the nice guys. The tough, it's always this way. Again, midos, the tough guys who are very bold, they have to learn usually to be softer. And many times the soft guys have to know sometimes they have to be tougher. You know, you can't let your kids take advantage, you can't, you know? Can't let even in marriage, and maybe a person has to be careful, you know, his wife shouldn't take advantage of him. A person has to, that's not going to take advantage. A person has to use proper chesed. All right. Stop.
Adam sheyesh ba midas hakas. A person has the midah of kas, of anger. Umachriyach as midasai, and he changes his midah, uminhago, and his actions. Ki'ilu eino mibalei kas, as if he's not from those that get angry. Olav nemar on him it says, Tayver chapai migibor, it's better a person that withholds anger. Erech HaPayim means, Erech is a lashon of length. Erech HaPayim means it takes a long time for him to get angry. So Tayv Erech HaPayim, it's better a person that takes a long time for him to get angry. Megibor, from a strong person. It's better a person that withholds anger than a strong person. What does that mean? That's a good question. Pashup Chat would be to say that, like,
but if it isn't Ezo Gibor Kevish, it's just somebody who's Kevish.
Right,
totally,
so maybe the Gibor over here means a literal Gibor, and it's saying it's better a person that withholds anger than a person that a person that's physically strong.
Isn't that
a push? Yeah, isn't it a push? It's a good question. That's something to think about. What's it coming to teach us? It's better a person who holds back anger than a strong person. You know, I think it's coming to tell us not to overplace importance of weightlifting. Yeah. Anyways, you know, once we're on the topic, you know, but weightlifting, you know, the weightlifting is good to stay in shape. The problem is some people use weightlifting as a way of, as a means of, you know, that's what makes them chashiv, is that they have strong biceps. And, you know, I'm not saying people shouldn't lift weights, I'm just saying that we have to remember that that's not what makes a person chashiv. You know, an elephant is a lot stronger than me or you. Even after we lift all the weights in the world, an elephant will still beat us up in a fight. So we could be very, very strong, and an elephant will still be more chashiv than us because an elephant's stronger. We're not in this. There's no greatness in physical strength. If a person does as a hobby, as an outlet, he feels good. Fine, he feels good. He has to remember that's not really what makes him special, and he should not chas v'shalom use it as like a fill-in. You know, well, I'm not learning well, but at least I'm strong. I mean, no. You're not learning well. Okay, still a good person, you still have potential, let's start learning. Should not be used as a replacement for real quality. A person that overcomes his ruach, overcomes his spirit, overcomes his nature, is better than a person that captures a whole city. A person that controls himself is a lot greater than a person that controls a city. A person can be a ruler over the whole world, but he can't be a ruler over himself. It's easier for a person to control other people than to control himself. He says over here, we just read, that umachriach es midasai uminhagai ki'ilo eino balakas. He acts as if he's not a person that is one of those that gets angry. A person has to realize that when a person works on a midah, when a person works on something, it becomes his nature. You know, many people you know or you see, you might say, well, oh, you know, people say, oh, he's such a nice person. You know, he's naturally just such a generous person. He's naturally just such a nice guy. He's naturally very calm. That's true. No matter what age he is, if he never worked on himself, and you know he never worked on himself, so it's true, it's natural. And a person doesn't get much credit in Shemayim, if he gets any credit at all, it's for not making himself worse. He doesn't really get any credit for what he naturally has, except for the fact that he didn't lose it, if he doesn't. But the person gets credit for is for changing himself. And many people you see that are nice people or generous people doesn't mean in any way that they were always that way. Doesn't mean they even had a tendency. You don't know. There's no riot, there's no proof at all. If you see a person that acts a certain way, there's no proof at all the person's tendency is that way at all. The person could have totally changed himself. And when a person works on himself, it's a very comforting feeling. If a person would just work on his midos for a few weeks, a few months, it becomes natural. A person who's stingy would practice giving for a few weeks, a few months, he will become a more generous person. And then you'll say, oh, he's natural. It becomes natural. You know, Shaya Zecharyahu Livracha, the last thing he wrote in this notebook is as follows. And I'm sure, and definitely Shaya also was not, you know, he was not just naturally the way he was. A person is like a rubber band. It just takes practice. You don't have to change yourself forever. Instead, change yourself for a few months, and everything will become natural. People always say that practice makes perfect. But really, practice makes permanent. Whatever you want to be, act that way. So it says, practicing something makes you become that way. They say a story. There was a man that was I don't know where I heard this from. There's a man that was going out with a. There was a man that met a girl, was wanting to marry a girl, and the girl said, "I can't marry you because you're a very sour person. You always have a sour face." So he said, "Okay, I'll make you a deal. I'll put a smiling mask. I'll put a mask with a big, huge smile on my face. And I'll wear this mask. It's a very good mask. A mamish man out of skin. It looks real. And I'll have a big smile on my face." So the person wore the mask and said, after 3 months, you know, they pulled it off. You know, after 3 months, the skin, they needed a new mask. It was wearing out. And they pulled it off, and underneath was Taka's smiling face. It's a good mashal. If we would just go like, if we would just smile, and it's not easy, that's always, first of all, we just smile, we'll go around smiling, he would become a happy person. Easier said than done. But the point is, it's true. If a person would, person doesn't have to even be inside. This is a Chazal say, Chitzonius Mereres HaSapimus, means the outside affects the inside. It's very hard for a person in many areas to just work on myself inside, you know, because it's hard always to control your feelings. But the outside, which is just external actions, something many times is easier, and the outside influences the inside. Chitzonius Mereres HaSapimus. You're not a faker if you go around giving to people, even though inside you really don't want it, or inside you're not generous. That's how you'll become generous. You're not a faker if outside you go around smiling and happy, even though inside you're in a bad mood. Because eventually you will be. And the truth is, we know it's true that if we somehow are in a bad mood, and then we meet someone, you know, we're in a bad mood, we're in a bad mood, really angry, then we meet someone, and we're forced, you know, he's not a close friend of ours, or he's a stranger, you know, he's a guest, and you just have no choice, but, you know, you can't greet the guy and say, I don't want to talk to you, I don't want to see anyone, I'm in a terrible mood. You can't. So what do you have to do? And you gotta, oh, I'm so happy. And all of a sudden, you very quickly change your mood. A person has that control. You know, Rabbi Kalish, as usual, I didn't hear the whole shmooze, but he was talking. He talked about Mishnichas Adam Arav Simcha. So saying, and by the way, this is something you. By the way, you should know. You rarely hear this from anyone. You rarely hear this from anyone. You can hear this from Rabbi Kalish because he does it. You know, a person. I'll tell you an interesting thing. A person who gives speeches is limited many times to what he's accomplished in life, or what he himself has accomplished, or what he himself thinks he is capable of accomplishing. You know, a person's not gonna speak about something that he totally finds himself far from doing. Unless he's a faker. Or unless he's somehow... It's just hard. It's hard to speak about something. Unless he honestly says, this is not me, this is not that. But usually, a person's limited to what he's capable of doing. And by the way, the bigger hasagas a person gives you in a shmooze, that's a sign of the bigger, of the greatness of the person. Because the person's limited to that, unless he's a faker, it could be. But usually that's the way it is. I am very limited in Musabah. Because there's certain topics I don't even talk about. I'm not going to embarrass myself. There's certain topics I don't even talk about because I'm not holding it. So it's hard for me to talk about it because I don't have the hergish for it yet. So I haven't worked on it. But anyways, so Rakesh was talking, and he was saying about Mishnas Amar B'Simcha. So you said, how could Chazal? I don't know exactly how he said it, so I'm saying it my way. But how could Chazal tell us Mishnas Amar B'Simcha? But I don't. Is that Chazal telling us it's like it's a natural when other comes, you will be happy. So says Amar B'Simcha, you should increase your simcha. How am I supposed to increase my simcha? Am I happy or not happy? Someone just smashed my car. Someone just punched me in the nose. I just got fired from my job. How am I supposed to be marvim simcha? If things are going well this month, I'll be marvim simcha. If not, right? So the answer is, it's in our control. It's in our control to walk around b'simcha. It's in our control. It's a very big thing to think. It's a thing that a person, it's a big, it's a tremendous, it's a very big insight. A person is responsible. A person's responsible for what he is. If a person walks around a sad person, he says, I'm sad because naturally I'm a negative person. My parents, my family are not positive people. And I have a tough lot in life. And da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da. It's not an excuse, really. It's not an excuse. It's in our control if you want to be happy people. It's in our control. By the way, the whole point of this musabad really is the realization that there's no excuse of this is the way I am. I'm shy, therefore I can't speak. I'm not a happy person, so I can't be happy. So I can't do this. I'm an angry person, so I can't control myself. There's no such thing. We're very capable, like Shai wrote down, we're a rubber band. We're a rubber band. A person said, I'm not a speaker. Go up there, stand up, and pretend you're a speaker. Pretend. Go up and speak. And pretend, remember, people give this, you know, my father once told me this idea that people do. Pretend you're someone else. You gotta get up there. Pretend. Remember how Pesach Kron speaks. And get up there and imitate him. Get up there. So, I have a Kabbalah, the Kabbalah to the parish I like to share with the Ilo. What? What about that? Yeah, he does her Pesach Kron. So a person gets up there and pretend you're a speaker. Do it three times and you're a speaker. Pretend you're happy. You'll be happy. Pretend. If you have to be that way, it's very difficult. Acting, you know, we all have potential. You know, let's not go to Hollywood with it, but we all have potential. In a play, a person can act sad, a person can pretend he's very sad. Person's, you know, when a person's on a play, and all of a sudden, he just won the lottery. You got no choice. It's just a scream. Wow, I'm so excited, I'm so happy, I can't believe it. If you're put on stage, I don't care who you are, and this is your part, and you're in front of 1,000 people, that's what you're going to do. You're going to start screaming, oh, I'm so, it's good. We're capable of doing it. We're very capable. And it becomes us. We're very lucky. Hashem gave us the ability to be whatever we want to be. We want to be friendly and caring. Just echo. And it'll influence your insight. You can learn about it also. A person wants to work on chesed. You can practice giving at the same time, learn a safer about chesed. It helps, you know, works the two together, the outside, the inside. It works. people will say, oh, this guy, such a calm person, he never gets angry. He's such a calm person, he never gets nervous. He's always calm. No matter what happens, he's always very calm. He's a very calm person. Most people, when they say that, it means he's just a calm person. And that's the way he always was, right? That's the way he always was. He's always a calm person. Most people, and I've said this before, most people, the same way they are as a little child is the same way they are at 93. Same way. If they were nervous at 10, 15 years old, and they'll be nervous at 90. If they were arrogant at 15, they're arrogant at 90. If they're shy at 15, they're shy at 90. Sometimes shyness, a person has no choice but to get over it to a certain extent. But basically, a person remains the same. A person should, what we should be zaycha to, is a person should know us at 18. And a person should see us 30 years later and say, I don't recognize this person. He's a different person. He's just a whole different person. Not just because of, not just because not just because he knows a little more information. That's not what a person perceives as different. His whole personality, sometimes, okay, an 18-year-old that's that seems very special, so has a lot going for him, so it has to be magnified a lot. A person should see like a whole different person. A whole different person. A stronger person. A greater person. We should never say I can't do it. You know, I said this in the self-confidence. Most people don't accomplish because they limit themselves. A person should never limit himself. The truth is, each and every one of us could have a tremendous effect on a lot of people. Every person is a different tafkid. But if a person, let's say, would feel taken upon himself that he wants to be makariv. Every person is a different tafkid. My person may be sitting learning all day, yayim and v'layla. But let's say any one of us, could be Makari thousands of people. Even me. How? I don't know yet. Will I do it? Will I reach it or not is not the issue. It's potentially everyone could have an influence on thousands and thousands of people. You think the people that are Makari thousands of people have any more qualities than me and you? The biggest quality of the person that changed people's lives is just the fact that they could do it. They believe that they could do it. Most things that are done are just done on belief. As I mentioned before, the Rosh Yeshiva would have never built Waterbury unless he had tremendous, tremendous belief that he could do it. He could do it. If he didn't believe he could do it, if he didn't have a lot of self-confidence, a lot of belief in what I'm capable of doing, it would never be done. It would not be here. Let's continue. And Erech HaPayim is one of 13 midos that are said by Baruch HaKadosh Baruch Hu. A person is supposed to, it's a mitzvah, a person is supposed to imitate HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And this is one of the 13 ways that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is described as Erech HaPayim. Amar HaChacham said, Mi shekasei bayv ma'achshava. I think it means that a person that's, when he's angry, is still ma'achshava, is still thoughtful, he's still holding with the cheshbon. Tira alava yishava hadar. You will see upon this person calmness and beauty. But a person that gets angry loses his machshava, he loses his seichel. Tira alava ashtas. You will see foolishness in the person. Furthermore, the Chacham said, "Misha kaisa v'rag zay amitz." A person that's anger is very strong. Einay rochuk min ha-meshugayim. He's not distant from the meshugayim. He's not far from meshugayim. I mentioned this before. If a person gets angry, he's crazy. He's a crazy person. He might be he's crazy as long as he's angry for it. He might not be, Baruch Hashem, he's not crazy his whole life. When he's angry, he's crazy. If you remember, the next time you get angry, the thoughts that you're thinking, you'll realize you're crazy. And it helps, by the way. If you realize you're crazy, it'll help calm you down. But what I've been trying to do for myself, you know, this lima, I think it's helped me. Because many times when I still get angry, but at least when I get angry, I remember, aren't you the one that's teaching Sharkas? But I try to do also, trying, is not to say, or do anything, you know, destructive. Don't say anything stupid. Don't say anything harmful. Not harmful even between you and yourself. You know, don't say anything harmful. Don't wish upon anyone anything harmful. Don't be that crazy. Don't be so crazy. Umisha rogel b'kas, a person that gets angry often, chayav einam chayim, his life is not a life. Ve'ena semech lo'olam, will never be happy. A person that constantly gets angry will never be happy. Listen, there are many nice people that have ruined their lives, their wives, they ruined their marriages, they ruined their kids because they didn't have control over their kas. In the streak of kas, a person can do tremendous damage. There are people that have messed their marriages or broken marriages not because they weren't nice people. They're very nice people. If you would meet them, you would think they're such a nice person. But when they're angry, they're crazy. And the people that have people that are everyone has kas, and some people have worse than others. When a person that gets angry, he could mess up his whole marriage in one fit of anger. In one fit of anger, a person can ruin his whole marriage. Especially a person that has constant fits of anger and ruin his marriage. He has to say one wrong thing. You know, a person can say one wrong thing and ruin his marriage. A person can say one wrong thing and ruin his marriage. One wrong thing can mess up his child. If a person's angry and he lets out, says, you know, your child calls the child stupid. You know, you're stupid, and worse yet, you're stupid. You don't do well. You don't do well enough in school. Whatever it is. One bad word in kas could kill. Person has to be very careful not to say anything when he's angry. You can't take it back. And even if you'll say, "Oh, I was angry, I didn't mean it," doesn't help. Because you said it. It came from somewhere. Somewhere there is that feeling. It might be exaggerated. It might be exaggerated. But there is some feeling there. And the person will never forget. If you say something very damaging, the person will never forget that you said it. So even if it doesn't destroy your marriage, and you're still married, but it will have put a dent in your marriage forever. Your wife, person's wife, could always remember that when he was angry, he said, you know, something stupid. He's angry. He says, "I wish I never married." That could stick in his wife's mind forever. Forever. It's so dangerous. The kivin shein esamech, a person's not happy. Ein makabel maraisa ba'av v'simcha. When a person's not happy, he does not accept things that happen with Avim Simcha. In Mirza Shem, next Shara, I'm probably like learning Shara Simcha. He says here, if a person's not happy, he doesn't accept things that happen with Simcha. Simcha, as the Orlovich said, Simcha is a tremendous asset. When a person's happy, then everything that happens, he's makabel with Simcha. If a person's happy, and there's a Sheva Brachas, and there's this, then there's more Simcha. If a person's happy and something bad happens,
he doesn't, you know, something doesn't go his way, so he's able to just, you know, brush it off, all right, what's the big deal? But a person's unhappy, or a person's not happy, so the good things that happen to him, he doesn't enjoy, because he's living in his pity, he's living in his sadness, and if something bad happens, it just beats him up further. And he's not makabel on himself the din of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The person's not a happy person, the person goes around, when something happens, he does not makabel from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. He complains against HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Many people have a terrible expression, and when things don't go their way, they blame. It's almost a matter of a reflex by some people. As soon as something doesn't happen, they place the blame on God. The credit they do get is that at least they realize that things are from God. But they get angry. The person gets angry at Kadosh Baruch Hu. Have I spoken about that? I've spoken about complaining before. A person shouldn't complain about a cancer Kadosh Baruch Hu. It's a good practice. A person should not complain. If something happens, it doesn't go his way, should not complain against a Kadosh Baruch Hu. Should not complain. And he cannot serve Hashem with simcha. If a person is angry, so he's not happy, and he can't serve Hashem with simcha. We say in the Taichacha, Tachas Hashem Avatas Hashem Elokecha b'simcha v'tov leiva. Person did not serve Hashem with simcha, which means even if a person serves Hashem, but he doesn't do it with simcha, then he's still deserving Chas Hashem of the punishments. When a person's fasting, or he's in a pain, he's in a tzara, something tzara happened, there's a lot of anger in his heart. When a person's hungry, a person has to know this, when a person's hungry, then there's more kas in his heart. Rav Shlomo Zalman, I saw in the book from a teller about Rav Shlomo Zalman, that he met a young man or someone that was fasting. And Rav Shlomo Zalman said to him, that if you're fasting, when you come home, are you the same good mood? Are you more irritable because you're fasting? Are you influenced by your fasting? So Shlomo Zalman said, don't fast. You have no right to fast. You're fasting. You come home. You're hungry. A person should be careful. Don't if the person's hungry and he's gonna be irritable, don't go home hungry. Don't go home hungry. Eat a snack before you go home. Eat a snack before you go home. You should go home hungry. And if your wife doesn't give you sometimes our job in life, like we've spoken before, is to avoid the situation. If you don't have to get into the situation. A person can come home, he's starving. So what happens is, if supper's not ready, he's going to be in a bad mood. He's not going to greet his wife with happiness because he's upset that he's hungry. It's the way a person is. A person, eat a snack. I many times always have a shiloh if I'm learning, and I'm really hungry. It's affecting my learning. So I'm going to start shy. Don't give in to your hunger. Don't give in. I have a shy. Don't give in to your hunger. You learn anyways. Many times I usually say, all right, I'll get something to eat. It's better than little tire. Because I know I'm going to end up not learning shark if I'm hungry.
So in a time when a person's bitzara, when a person is upset about something, and when a person's hungry, then a person should be very careful not to get angry. A person should know himself, a person should know that when he's hungry, or he's upset about something, he should be very careful, he has to be extra on guard, not to fall into a situation where he's going to get upset. He's going to come home, he's hungry, and then his kid does something wrong, and he's going to start screaming at him. If he would have prepared himself beforehand, then he knows I'm hungry. You know, I better be extra careful not to get upset. Best thing is, don't go home when you're hungry. It's a good idea not to go home when you're hungry. I once saw that in a book about marriage. If I remember correctly, I think he said if a person is hungry, person's hungry and he's you know, schwach. So before he comes home, let him buy a snack. Let him buy a snack. We're human. If we're hungry, it affects us. Buy a snack. Don't come home hungry. Don't come home that you better be fed the first 2 minutes. If you're capable of getting over it, so get over it. So get over the fact you're hungry. All right, stop it.